Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your love forever and ever abiding in us. Have your way, oh God.
Have your way, Lord.
Use us for you, oh glory, oh God. Let us back up and let the Holy Spirit speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people on the line, oh God, and all those that are on their way. Give us a word from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Good man standing. I want y'all to enjoy this song with me.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire.
The inner peace. Somebody in the fire.
Another way when the eyes are closing in.
Come on, let it speak to your spirit. Bless it. Let it bless.
And when I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning.
Woo.
I know I will never be
never
alone.
Be.
There was another in the fire, standing next to me. There was another in the water, holding back the seas. And should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there is a cross that bears the
God's inner peace.
Oh, my death left its ebony. The water. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. And should I fall in the space between what remains of me? Heaven's reckoning.
That's all right. Come on. We God to God be the glory. God deserve a standing ovation. God deserve a standing ovation. We got to pump him up. We let him know that we appreciate him. He give us something. You said it in this morning, power hour. God give us something. God give us something. God give us something. And we got to keep that gift stirred up within us. And you do that by studying to show yourself approved, by meditating on the word day and night. And then in the inner peace, God's inner peace with apostrophe S, authority. God's inner peace. Man, I just adore God so much. I just appreciate God so much because I know where I was. And I know he gave me a new beginning. My God. And I lavish in it. I soak in it. And I squeeze every little bit out of him. Because I want to be strong where? In the Lord. And in the power of his might. I want to be able to endure hardness as what? A good soldier. Man, I love the word. I love the word, and I thank God. And I'm like Paul, I've become a fool for Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God's inner peace. Praise God. Let me see. I guess I better take my Bible. I don't really need it, but just the opening scriptures, because the rest going to be up there. That's why I say it that way. Praise God. Amen. I always like to keep you off on your toes. Amen. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Amen. You know me. I got to let some air out. Whew. Oh, bless God. I tell you. I just get so excited. Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. His personal relationship. Man, I love it. I love it. I love it, saints. We're here to encourage one another. Where? In the Lord. That's what it's all about. Somebody says, no more I, but it's Christ that lives in me. Oh, boy, I tell you. Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Man, ain't nothing like the truth. And somebody said, and the truth shall do what? Set you free. And he that the Son is set free. God, like, come on. That's good. Good teaching. Amen. Praise God. I know. I'm trying. I'm going to get there. But boy, I tell you, I keep that inner peace going. You know how I do it. Let me get that word. Praise God. I thank God for my pastor. Amen. Praise God. We're going to look at Isaiah 26, and we're going to read the first four verses, and then we might get a little excited and then come on back in. So praise God. It's in New Living Translation. And it said, we have a strong city. How many know that? He sets up salvation. Didn't he set it up? As well as walls and bulwarks, open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. The righteous nation that keeps faith will enter in. Pray, that's a promise. Amen. Y'all can make a note of that. And I know y'all know. Amen. Verse 3 says, and you keep him in perfect peace. See, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusted in you. God did his part. Now what we got to do, what part we do? Keep our mind stayed on him. Okay, so that's our part. And that has to be intentional. Praise God. Verse 4 says, trust in the Lord. And I think we read the scripture, our prayer, our scripture reading this morning. Trust in the Lord for how long? Forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Can't break that rock. An everlasting rock. Praise God. Amen. So I praise God. I don't think I'm going to need my big Bible here. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to just set this right here, because the rest of the scriptures going to be up there. Got my little notes, and we'll see how I go from there. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to do that. All right, Pastor. I hear you. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. I just thank God. I thank God for inner peace. I wake up in the morning. I have inner peace. When I get on the prayer line, I have more peace. When I get in my car, I have more peace. And if we look at our scripture, shalom, shalom, that's a double portion. Peace, peace. Ooh, I don't know what y'all should have got. Y'all should have said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. I'm gonna get the word. Praise God. But I thank God, we on your job. Peace, inner peace. When you go to the store, God's inner peace. Carry it along. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. You'll keep in what? Perfect peace. Amen. Nothing but promises from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Ezekiel say, eat the whole roll. Man, I love it. And I take my time and chew it. Brother, if I don't get no more than one verse, I'm going to chew on that one until I be able to digest that and dump on some more. Man, man, man. Praise God. All right, all right. So let's look at, before we get to the background, let's read the background for context. Okay, Isaiah 24 through 27, it all comes together. We see what happened in 24, we see what happened in 25, and then 27, God's bringing it all back together, and this is where 26 come in to let us know what if we do with all the circumstances, all the tests and trials they go through. This is what Isaiah is talking about here. See, those things won't faze us. Those things won't disturb us. Because why? We got inner peace. Now, y'all know how I roll. So y'all got to be ready. Inner peace. I'm going to keep you. So you're going to get that if you don't get nothing else. God's inner peace. That's what we need. We need peace. Because every little thing outside of God, it disturbs us. It draws us away. It makes us complain. You know? Well, God say inner peace. The Bible say rest in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God. And I love sweet rest. I love to lie down and rest because I have inner peace. All right, Pastor. I don't know, I have to look over there. You know, you always look at the leader to see his reaction. And I'm not putting him on his back. That's my pastor, so I love him. Y'all don't get me wrong. Guess what? We're in? And it's together. All right. Praise God. All right. So Isaiah 24 describes a coming desolation caused by human sin. Yeah. Okay? Which is the context for the prophecies. Prophecy in chapter 24 through 27. This judgment is the result of people breaking God's law. Everywhere we look, people breaking God's law. We got to stand firm. We got to maintain that inner peace. We're going to survive. It'll swallow us up if we take our eyes off. Say, looking unto who? Jesus. Who is the author and the finish of our faith. We got to stay focused. We got to put our blinders on, saints. Rock of Ages. That's in that there. That's too. Yeah, amen. Praise God. This judgment is the result of people breaking God's law and covenant. We know how the Old Testament rules. Leading to the earth being the earth being emptied. And wasted, chapter 25 and 27, and shift from the devastation to a future restoration, detailing a clearing away of the old before establishing the new, God-centered kingdom. Let's look at a few things. If you want to write it down and meditate on it. See, God, you don't play with God. Genesis flood. Genesis 7 and 11, we know what happened with Noah. The Tower of Babel, the people become one, unified, going to build them a wall, a building. God had to take it down, confuse the language. Solomon and Gomorrah, God wiped the city out with fire. And on top of that, he told Lot, get your family to leave out. And somebody said, somebody looked back and they became salty. I ain't saying who said that. Sister Salt. Hey, man, I praise God. I praise God. We're moving right along. We're going to move. The ultimate eschatology background ends time, final consummation, global judgment, preceding the messianic reign. Oh, Let's look at Sister Camille. It's not in my thing here. Could you look at Isaiah 24 and 23? Isaiah 24 and 23. And it's connecting to the messianic reign. Isaiah 24 and 23. And it says, then the glory of the moon will wane, and the brightness of the sun will fade. For the Lord of heaven's armies, somebody just say that, heaven's armies will rule on Mount Zion. He will rule in great glory in Jerusalem in the sight of all leaders of his people. God, nobody going to stand. God going to bring them down. We see that. I just finished saying, reading a few. Let's add one more. 25, 6 through 9, same book, Isaiah 25, 6 through 9. And this by way of encouragement, inner peace, God's inner peace, praise God, amen. And it says, in Jerusalem, the Lord of heaven's armies will spread a wonderful feast for all the people of the world. Is that part of us? Peace of the world. It will be a delicious banquet with clear, well-aged wine and choice meat. There he will remove the cloud of gloom, the shadow of death that hangs over the earth. He will swallow up death forever. Forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away all our tears. Revelation. New Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth. He will remove forever all insults, don't worry what they say, insults and mockery against the land of the land of people. The Lord has spoken. One more verse. Come on. Okay. In that day, the people will proclaim, this is our God. In that day, and that's what we say in our chapter, in that day, this is what it started off with. 26. This is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. That just flowed me as somebody said, I'm toast. I'm toast. Oh God. Take heed. Take heart. God watches over his word to fulfill it. Over his word to fulfill it. Jeremiah 1 and 12 and Isaiah 55 and 11. And we know that God said his word won't return at him void. Praise God. Praise God. So we see that. It. And then 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, it's a guarantee, a restored earth. And Israel 65 and 17. So those are the verses you can read. Praise God. All right. Hebrew 1 and 3 says, so as leading to our text, the verse lets us know, seek refuge in the Redeemer who upholds all things by his powerful word. Praise. Now we're going to get into our verses that are on your sheet. We're going to look at Psalm 18 and 2. Psalm 18 and 2 say, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, and who I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. That's a whole lot there. That's a whole lot there. God's inner peace. Fortress, rock, savior, God my rock, protection, shield, power to save me, we know that, and my place of safety. Psalm 91, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And I love God's word. God is our rock, fortress, deliverer, amen, amen. Well, let's look at God's inner peace. Psalm 62 and 8. Psalm 62 and 8 says, O my people, trust in him at trust in him at God's inner peace. And if we do our part, we will have God's inner peace at all times. Pour out your heart to him. Don't hold nothing back. Pour out your heart to him. For God is our refuge. Interlude. Praise God. Selah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. One more. Let's see. We got Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Says, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak. Already. He never. Y'all got to get it. This is God is encouraging his people. He never goes weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. My, my, my. 29. He gives power to the weak. Oh, bless God. And strength to the powerless. So everybody's taken care of. Hallelujah. Even youth will become weak and tired. And we know that. We see it. They're doing all kinds of things, wiping their own self out, losing this, hanging them, just doing all kinds of things. And young man will fall in exhaustion. Yeah. Praise God. But yeah. Strength to the powerless and to the exhaustion. Okay? But they that wait upon the Lord. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Man, find new strength. We get tired, but God restores us. We're going to be like that eagle. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Man, I love it. And I eat it up because I apply it to my life daily. Anybody know me? I'm dynamite. And when I boast, where? I boast in the Lord. Because God has put me in that position to encourage one another. I don't care what's going on in our lives. We just have to sit down and say, Lord, you say it in your word. You renew my strength. Just let him renew it right there. Everybody can't get up and run and do what I do. I'm just praising God. I'm just praising God. This is love. This is love. This is love. Praise God. So this is so valuable to when you read God's word and let God bless your spirit. God say the joy of the Lord is what? My strength. I take God at his word. You see, I don't take it for granted. If he said it, I'm going to say, I'm going to prove it. I want you to prove it. I'm going to walk it out. And God said he watch over his word to do what? To perform it. Man, I love the word. I love it. He watches over his word to perform it. Boy, what an awesome God we serve. My God, I'm about to scream and make everybody hair jump on me. Oh, bless God, bless God. This is good. This is good, saint. We love God. Praise God. Now our topic is in 26, 1 through 4, it says, song of praise in the day. This song will be sung in the land of Judah. And it's going back to 24 through 27. And all that, the Syrians and Babylon and the captivity in 70 years. But now they're going back to New Jerusalem. And Isaiah seeing that prophetic vision. His people, us, we are part of that family. There's no Gentiles, no Jews. We all are one in Christ Jesus. Spoken but this morning. Praise God. Praise God. It's a beautiful life. All we got to do is dive in. We faithful. We faithful everything, our daily life. But God wants us to line up with his word. And it's not hard. When you love something, you want to be around it. I love God's word so much, I go to bed with it. I put my plugs in, and it don't affect my ears. All night long, I go to sleep with the word. If it's not the word, God says, okay, have a little music. And then I just go to sleep peacefully. I can stay up to 12, 1 o'clock, evangelist of the Lord, drinking that Jamaica coffee, and it don't bother me. Because God's inner peace. Nothing can outdo God. God, nothing can outdo God. That's man say that. I don't entertain nothing the world say. I'm not oblivious of it. I haven't where it go. Oblivious of it. We're in this together. And I see, because I've learned to trust in the God. And what is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is Sandy. But trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. See, all means all. So we have to walk in to the promises of God. Somebody say, who going to believe the report of the Lord? Isaiah, I think, say that. No, Ezekiel. Isaiah, okay. So who going to believe? We got to believe the report of the Lord, saint. This is what he's talking about. There's circumstances. There's tests and there's trials. But he's encouraging us. He's encouraging us. That was the scripture there to keep us encouraged. Yes, you lost your father. But your husband was right there, what, by your side. Yes, you lost your best friend, I think it was. But God met you when you got to that place, at that house or whatever. See, I don't forget nothing. I'm a 75 Ute. See, so a man thinking. So is he. I hope it ain't out of context, but that's the way I live. I live the word. Man, he told me to be instant in season. And I just say reprove, rebuke, exalt. With all long suffering. That's all right. That's all right. The time shall come, see. So we have to be prepared. Amos 4 and said, prepare to meet thy God.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I love it. I love it, saints. When you get the word in you, well, I'm speaking for myself. I've learned my experience. I'm up and down long enough. I mean, when I was first coming along in God, it was up and down, up and down. I said, man, this is great. It's crazy. So when I start making some strides, something come and throw me off. And I said, I can't live. I'm not growing. I take two steps forward, then I'm taking three steps back. I got to have consistency in my life. So I have turned the corner.
All right.
He said, be faithful unto death. The crown of life. See, I stand on the promise of God. The Bible said, what shall separate me from the love of God? My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God,
all right.
My God, praise God. Amen. Let's run through those scriptures, Isaiah 26, 1 through 4 again. And the psalm says, I just said Judah, and we have a strong city. God makes salvation its wall and rampant. And then we go on to, so I'm not, go ahead, put them on there. Put them up there. Put Isaiah, our scriptures, and then I'm going to give the final scriptures, and I'll be out the way. See I'm still doing good. Okay, let's go. Look, remember it said in the day, in that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. See, I take it personal. I'm singing my song now. See, I wait until it's too late, and then I didn't enjoy the good. See, you have to learn to enjoy it now. So when you get there in heaven, it won't be a surprise. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord, what?
Always.
And again, I say rejoice. I have such a rejoicing spirit. When I jump out of the bed, I get on the phone with Evangelist Lurus, I'd be like popcorn. I'd be, I be jumping in there. You must have had that Jamaican coffee. No, it's that Jamaican spirit, the Holy Ghost. He said, just like fire, Jeremiah say, where? Shut up in my bone. I just can't hold my peace. Man, I tell you, I have a Jeremiah spirit. My God, I take it all in. Whatever can help me to be a strong tower. See, and they run in and they're saved. See, God's inner peace. God's
peace.
God's
inner peace.
All right. Ain't hard. Somebody say, just do it. Is it Nike? Oh, bless God. All right, get back down to business here. In that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. Our city is strong. This temple, this body, my body is strong. See, you just have to take it personal. We know it's there. But what city are they talking about? You see? So our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Look at all these people here that are saved. We are surrounded. We got witness everywhere. We are surrounded. Man, I love God. I appreciate you all. Iron sharpens iron. We encourage each one in the Lord. You got to do it, saint. They ain't go out there going to pat you on the back when you give them truth. Go where they at, in darkness. I think the pastor had a message about that. We love God, but they don't know God. Something like that order. But the thing is, we have to hold each other up. We hold our pastor up. Pastor and God using him like Moses and Jethro, right? What you doing here? You trying to take all this on by yourself. So we got to hold him up. And I thank God for him. We hold him up. We encourage him. Everybody in here know how this man and his wife run. They all over. But we got to help him. We're in this. Hallelujah. Forever. Where we at? Let's see. All right. Praise God. Open the gates of all who are righteous. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. Man, I want to enter. And he told me, enter in at the straight gate. Because narrow is the way that leads to life. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. I want to hear that. I want to hear him say, well done. That good and faithful servant. Boy, I tell you, my God, I love this life. My God. You know, I just bear with me sometimes. Bear with me, because I have a moment. You know, they just say, I just ain't a senior moment, but because I don't entertain that. And you will keep him in perfect peace. Perfect shalom, shalom. Double portion. Who it was? Elijah? Said, when I see you gone, you can, Elisha, you have a double portion of my spirit. See, and I want a double. Sure, I'll be on Pastor feet. I'll be hanging on. Me and him out there at golf cart. I'm just, keep on talking, Pastor. Keep on talking. Praise God, praise God, praise God. He don't want me doing that. Praise God. You will keep him in perfect peace.
Preach the word, brother.
All who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Where your mind's supposed to be? Fixed on him. God's inner peace. If your mind's there, that inner peace is going to maintain. You're going to keep it. Shoot, man. I'm like, when I open God's book, it's like Christmas or a candy store. You know how you desire those things? I'm always, okay, I can't wait till I wake up. I'm gonna run to my candy store. I'm gonna run to my candy store. Okay, Daddy, what's sweet like? And you say it's honey, like the honey in the honeycomb. I want some of it, Daddy. Give me something. Give me something, Daddy. Give me something. Give me something, Daddy. We do it with our children. We do it with our companions. We're always looking, you know, to be encouraged. But this is the book. He said, I come in the volume of the book. Do my will, O God. Praise God. Amen. God's energy. Hallelujah. Thy will. Amen. That's right. Hey, let's line it up. We want everybody because we know there's, you know, we want the truth to go forward. That's what we're all about. John 14:27. Let's see. Can I get you to read it? Don't be troubled or afraid. He said, I am leaving you with a gift. And it's that inner peace. The gift of peace. That inner peace. The gift of peace. Yeah. Peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Man, I love to have my mind. So I know where to keep it at. Because it said they that stayed, keep their mind stayed on him. See, we want to be obedient. We want to have the rewards. We got to do what he says. He said to study. And the peace I give is a gift. A gift. Here, Pastor Warren, the Spirit is for you. Here, Brother Ben, the Spirit is for you. Here, my brother, the Spirit is for you. Sister, the Spirit is for you. God give us gifts. His Spirit. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake. He said, I'll send back the disciple. I'll send back the comforter. So you don't be confident. What a loving God. What a loving God. What a loving God we serve. He says, so don't be troubled or afraid. And the only way that's going to happen, we have to keep our mind. Stay it on him because we understand that his word is settled in heaven. How long? Forever. Forever. That's another promise. So don't be worried about this. Don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. We got the word. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Build yourself in the word. And man, you'd be like Samson. He was blind, but he pushed those walls down. God gave him a second opportunity. And he pushed those pillows down. My. And then we go back to the Hebrew boys. And the fire. We're never alone. King say, there's somebody else in there. I know we threw three. Who is the fourth one? That's where we can say, God is with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And never means never. Man, I tell you, that's why I laugh. I love. He said, laughter is medicine. Medicine good for the soul. Man, I love my soul to feel good. My God, I love it. Man, I don't have a pain in my body. God. Don't hate, don't hate. Just congratulate. No, but I'm just saying, we all have our course. But just wherever you at, just say, Lord, I thank you. Because you said all things work together for the good. For those that what? Love the Lord. That's all. Has been called according to his purpose. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at, I'm doing good. Let's look at Ephesians 2:14. Yeah. Ephesians 2:14. My goodness. Ephesians 2:14. 2:14. Go ahead. Read it, sis.
It says, for Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when, in his own body on the cross, he broke down the walls of hostility that separated us.
Amen. Praise God. My God. What can... Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So it says, thank you. It says, Praise God, as I say that, I got the mic. So for Christ himself, thank you. For Christ himself has brought peace to us. And he did that to his son. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross. He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. See, this is why this is a love church. We love everybody. We don't have no hostility here because we recognize the work that Jesus has done for us. And now it's up to us to live it out. You know, we have to show ourselves the proof. You see, we are light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Praise God. Lastly, Philippians. Oh, it's up there. Okay. Praise God. But let me say, don't worry, because God's inner peace. Don't worry, because don't worry, because about anything. About what? Anything. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. My God, my God, my God. Amen. Then you will experience what? God's peace. And if we, in our title say, God's? Okay. Then you will experience God's, apostrophe S, God's peace, which exceeds, man, that's an S on the back, and it doesn't stop, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. What a blessing. That was it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All right. So praise God. Praise God. You know, I thank God. I thank God. I just thank God for Pastor. As he gave me the opportunity to share the word. You know, and just share love. The people that I care about, those that are on Zoom, you know, it's all about love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." What a promise! Anyone at this time, the altar call, anyone that don't know Jesus. And the pardon of his sin on Zoom, in the house, salvation is free. All you got to do is accept him. And our Romans 10:9, praise God.